This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Tonight, E.T.'s Rihanna exclusive.
Full throttle.
How Riri feels about a post-baby nip tuck.
It's just the truth.
And new music with her kids.
They both love Wheels on the Bus. Round
and round. Then,
whoa.
Katy Perry might want to hide her eyes for this one.
Ah. She didn't fully grasp what extreme I was going to.
Orlando Bloom on his new show stunts that might remind you of this.
I was on a nudist beach. It seemed funny at the time.
Then Chris Hemsworth gets the Transformers treatment.
We are more than meets the eye.
Our first look and a sneak peek at Glenn Powell's steamy new action flick.
I guess I'm just your fantasy.
Plus,
I'm Blake Shelton.
Nobody seems to care.
Blake's taking E.T. on an exclusive tour of his new Vegas bar.
Thank you.
E.T. starts right now.
Where the big stars go, E.T. follows. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight and our around-the-world coverage. Nichelle Turner is in New York. She'll join us in just a moment. But we start in London with Rachel Smith, who caught up exclusively with her red carpet BFF, Rihanna.
Our friendship is international now, y'all, because I reunited with Riri across the pond to celebrate the launch of her new Fenty x Puma collab. You are fresh off Coachella supporting ya, boo. Rocking the blonde these days. Do blondes really have more fun, Riri?
No. Blondes just spend a lot more money on hair treatment and products.
Real talk.
Now shut up and drive.
Recently you said you've got the visuals for the new music, but you don't have the songs just yet.
Why you always do this to me? We should actually run a reel of all the times she asked me about my new music.
Give me something about the album, Ree.
Are you working on some music while we're all on lockdown?
When we gonna work R9 into the mix, sis? You back at it.
I already got stuff that I feel like I can make hits out of.
Oh!
Yeah, really.
Give me more!
Me and Rocky are really, like, trying to figure out who's gonna use what.
Really?
Yeah, because it's so good.
More real talk from Riri. The 36-year-old was recently asked if she had any fantasy plastic surgery. Rihanna said she'd never get a tummy tuck, but she's open to a breast lift.
Why was it important for you to speak out about what you're feeling in your post-baby vibe?
It's just the truth. I just feel better releasing my honesty and being honest with myself, really, about, like, where I'm at. It's also, it's like, it's okay. Who gives a really? Please don't stop
the music. The mother of two just dropped her fierce new Fenty x Puma Creeper Fatty Earth Tone collection, and it's already selling out.
Now, if you had the chance to hop into someone else's shoes for a day, who would it be and why?
You know what? My kids.
Why is that, Bri?
Because they have it the best. They're living the greatest life. It's really fun. It's cute to see my kids wear stuff that I made and designed. Yeah. I always try to dress them like Rocky because I always envision dressing a girl, right? Like we all do as women, like, oh, I'm going to dress her in these like cute little things. But then you get sons and you're like, what do I do? And I was like, you know what? I have the biggest hack. Their dad. Because she is fashion
killer. We've recently shared that RZA is like really into music right now.
He's an empath. He has the kindest spirit.
What's your favorite song to sing them right now?
Well, you know what's my favorite song right now? They both love Wheels on the Bus.
The Wheels on the Bus.
That's where I could get them both to like just be like into me all at the same time. Don't worry about sharing toys. It's all about the song. Round and round.
Oh, mama, you rocking it always.
Thank you so much.
I can't wait to see you rock it at the Met.
Actually, Rachel should go as her plus one. So while Rachel was kicking it with Riri in London, Nichelle was chilling with Orlando Bloom in Manhattan. She's at Madame Tussauds, New York, in Times Square. And look, let's be honest, Orlando Bloom is a good-looking man.
I'm glad you noticed, Kevin, because the rest of the world has already been there. Let's call him a zaddy, Kev. Orlando's showing off his love of extreme sports in a new adventure series, but it seems he didn't quite share some of the details to fiancé Katy Perry.
Yo, all right.
Woo! Oh, God. Next thing you know, he's going to be base jumping.
We're both, I think, you know, cheerleaders for each other. She definitely pushes me to be the best version of myself. I think we both hold each other accountable as best we can. I think in some way she maybe didn't fully grasp quite right. To quite what extreme I was going to.
You did it!
One piece.
Orlando didn't stop with that jump from 13,000 feet in the sky. He free dives down a sinkhole in the Bahamas and climbs to the top of a 400-foot summit in Orlando Bloom to the Edge, streaming now on Peacock. It's a whole new level for the 47-year-old.
I was with you with the naked paddleboarding. You blush a little bit.
I was on a nudist beach. It seemed funny at the time. We hadn't had anyone around us for weeks.
I can't believe I'm still talking about that. Oh, my God.
But I think in this, I fall more like, Orlando, are you sure? I mean, you're a daddy now. You got two kids.
Yeah. I think, you know, coming home and to my family and being more present because I'm more grateful and I'm aware of what's at stake.
You would be okay though if your son or your daughter came home and said, we want to do this.
I think under the right circumstances, okay. Like I would fully support, you know, okay. Flynn's decision to do anything like that. Daisy's only 3.5, but she did see some clips of me and she was like, Daddy's flying, you know, it was like, Daddy's an airplane.
Yes, it was a physical and spiritual awakening for Orlando, who once had a near-death experience when he was just 19 years old after falling 3 floors from a window and breaking his back. Not much later, he broke a rib shooting the Lord of the Rings.
Being on that edge makes me feel most alive.
I don't know whether you are the bravest person I know, or the nuttiest person.
Yeah, probably a little bit of both.
Yes.
Maybe more nutty. I'm like, I look cool, I look cute, but actually I'm having these mental explosions.
As for Orlando's fellow Brit, Prince William, he's officially back on royal duty and talking Kate in his first appearance.
Having William by my side is a great source of comfort.
Today, while prepping and delivering food for the needy in London, Will got Get Well Soon cards addressed to the Princess and King Charles and promised to look after them as they heal from cancer treatments. This as his brother makes a bold statement about moving on from the monarchy.
For us, communities is the people and the places.
That's new video of Harry speaking with board members of his ecotourism nonprofit during a virtual meeting. Look closely in the background. The Duke has a framed childhood photo with Diana on his bookshelf at home in Montecito, California. That's where Harry says is his permanent residence.
Would you think about becoming a citizen?
I have considered it, yeah.
E.T. obtained his new government filing, officially changing his home country to the United States. But some say Harry threw a little shade at the king, asking for the change on June 29th, 2023. That's when Harry and Meghan left Frogmore Cottage after Charles had them evicted.
My wife and I were moving on. We're focused on the
what's coming next.
Megan's focus? Her strawberry jam. The Duchess sent a jar of her homegrown American Riviera Orchard brand to yet another celeb friend, just as critics pointed out the label with her handwriting seems to be peeling off.
There's obviously a lot of work to be done.
Can y'all just let this woman make her jam? All right, let's move on to the star hoping to get out of a different kind of jam in his new movie, Glenn Powell.
My name is Gary Johnson, and my simple question for you is, who is your hitman?
This is serious.
I am in service business.
You're not a hitman. You can't be.
I guess I'm just your fantasy.
Glenn plays a fake hitman who has an affair with a potential criminal in the dark comedy in select theaters May 24th and streaming on Netflix June 7th.
Remember the lady came in trying to have her husband killed that we let go?
Yeah, her husband was just found dead.
I'm sorry, what happened?
The movie is just awesome. It's just really turned out.
We also have your first look at Chris Hemsworth and Brian Tyree Henry's new animated film, Transformers 1. I was with the guys for this exclusive.
We are more than meets the eye.
We can transform now.
On three, one.
We're talking about an origin story for Optimus Prime and all the other Transformers.
The big appeal, I think, to both of us being fans of this universe, but the opportunity to tell a different story.
You've got these powers for a reason. Let's use them.
Scarlett Johansson and John Hamm also lend their voices to the film in theaters September 20th.
So I was actually nervous about coming into the franchise, and my daughter said, "No, Dad, you got to do it. It's so cool, it's so cool." And so that kind of gave me a little extra confidence to come into it.
And I'm going to start sending my scripts to your kids.
Great. They get 10%.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Teach those children early. Well, let's move on now to award show news. The 51st Annual Daytime Emmy Awards will air live June 7th on CBS. And tonight, we can exclusively reveal the nominees of these two major categories.
I think there's more pressure, like, to be nominated now, so that makes me nervous.
Kelly Clarkson is going for a five-peat in the category of Outstanding Daytime Talk Series Host. She's nominated alongside Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos, the ladies of The View, Tamron Hall, and the Fab Five of The Talk.
We bring it here at CBS, you know. We're celebrating all of daytime.
In the Outstanding Lead Actress in a Daytime Drama category.
Mom, now is really not the best time.
The Bold and the Beautiful's mother-daughter duo, Catherine Kelly Lang and Annika Noel, are nominated alongside YNR's Michelle Stafford, Days of Our Lives star Tamara Braun, and General Hospital co-stars Finola Hughes and Cynthia Watros. The full list of nominees will be revealed tomorrow.
I cherish every time I get to be in front of that camera.
Still ahead.
This guy came out of nowhere.
Who is Valerie Bertinelli's new man? What he's revealing today. Then, the Millionaire Matchmaker's TV comeback. Which celeb couples Patty Stanger thinks will last?
This is the wedding I want.
And which will fizzle out?
Play with it until you can't play with it anymore.
Plus, Blake Shelton reveals his sweeter side.
When you find that life partner, that missing piece, you didn't know it was missing.
His candid new interview about his life with Gwen and her three kids.
How have they changed your life?
Well, in every possible way.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I'll have what you're having. Did you dream in this morning?
It's called a boyfriend.
Oh!
Did I slide into his DM or did he slide?
Oh!
This guy came out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. Look at you.
Oh.
My butterflies in my stomach have been going on for 3 months now.
So who is he? Valerie Bertinelli's new love is East Coast writer and cat lover Mike Goodenough. Now, the two were actually photographed together during her daytime talk tour earlier this month. Mike confirmed their relationship on a writer's website. Quote, "It's true. I just adore her. I'm so glad we're together." Mike got the girl, Michelle.
Yes, he did, and Valerie Bertinelli is a prize for sure. But we know that Valerie won't need any matchmaking help from Patty Stanger. Patty's actually back with a new series, and you know we had to ask Patty for the latest Hollywood hot takes. Our Bryce Sander is with her.
Is there a celebrity out there who's done dating right?
Taylor.
Sorry, I can't. I just want them to succeed and get an engagement ring by July. I'm really rooting for it. He's at the top of his game, and she's at the top of her game. This is the wedding I want.
Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet.
I think they have really good sexual chemistry. She's a billionaire. He's an actor. They look like they're gaga over each other.
What about Tom Holland and Zendaya?
I say they're going to last. I want them married. He's funny. He's adorable. She adores him.
Sofia Vergara and her new man, who's a doctor.
I love this one. He is really rich, and he's the nicest guy in the world.
I think we're also seeing a trend of women going for a little younger man.
Oh, here we go. Kristen Cavallari, right?
Kristen Cavallari.
He's 24. She's 37. I'm like, play with it until you can't play with it anymore. But come on.
Do you think that dynamic works better than older man, younger woman, or is it?
I don't think age group, the big age gap ever works. Because someone's gonna want something they didn't get.
Where's the ring? No bling, no swing, baby.
Nearly a decade after Millionaire Matchmaker ended, The Love Guru is back with a brand new series, Patty Stanger, The Matchmaker, tonight on The CW. This time around, Patty's getting a little help from Bachelor alum Nick Vile.
Men don't fall in love from sex. They fall in love from missing you.
Why was now the time to come back?
Post-pandemic, we're in a love pandemic. People are staying in their houses, and they're not meeting anyone. You need to smell, taste, touch, feel, not FaceTime, not just text forever. How are you gonna get in a relationship?
Coming up, Mariska Hargitay becomes a real-life hero, how she channeled her Law & Order SVU character to help a child on the set.
Did your mommy tell you where she was going?
Then...
Let's make this an ET exclusive.
Blake Shelton reveals the one thing that would bring him back to The Voice.
I would definitely want to be a part of that.
And...
Was this your idea, these little hats? These are amazing.
Of course.
A tour of his new Sin City hotspot you don't want to miss.
Sing us a little Shania Twain.
Let's go, girls.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My name's Olivia. I'm here to help you.
New video, Life Imitates Art, as Mariska Hargitay helped a little girl who mistook her for a real-life police officer.
You've been playing this character for so long. Is there a bit of you and Olivia and a bit of Olivia and you?
Oh, yeah. We merge, we come together.
It happened while Law & Order SVU was shooting at a playground in New York City. An eyewitness tells ET, Mariska was very concerned and stopped production.
Did your mommy tell you where she was going?
Shortly after, the mother and daughter were reunited.
I was given this beautiful, beautiful platform to do something with it.
You guys, this is my favorite story of the day. Mariska is a national treasure. All right, let's head west to the sheriff of God's country, hanging out with our Cassie DeLora.
It is the grand opening of Ole Red Las Vegas, and we are with the boss man himself, y'all, Mr. Blake Shelton.
Hey, you know this is an ET exclusive, right?
It is.
Yeah. I can be happy anywhere
with you. Did you ever imagine a love like this?
No, oh my God. But I don't know how you can. I don't know how you can imagine when you find that life partner, that missing piece. It's like, golly, you can go ahead and kill me if this ever goes away or ends. I don't want to live
without you. This month marks 10 years from when you and Gwen met filming The Voice.
That's right. If you would have told me the first season that we met, that what was going to happen, I would have been like, no, we actually don't even have anything to even talk about. Crazy how things work out.
What do you hope the next 10 years looks like for you two?
If I could have a repeat of these past 10 years would be perfect, you know?
I just think of the beautiful bond that you have and the role that you have taken on as a stepfather. Yeah. What is your favorite part about being with them?
I get to teach them the country, whether it's music, getting their hands in the dirt, or you know, being out on the ranch. Woo! I absolutely love being the person that gets to introduce them to that stuff.
I love it.
Blake's been spending a whole lot of time on his Oklahoma farm now that he's stepped away from coaching The Voice after a 23-season run.
Do you miss it?
I miss the people. I don't miss the job at all. I totally needed a break from that. If they were ever able to put together the original four coaches again, maybe for one season, I would definitely want to be a part of that.
For now, Blake is teaming up with his wife on her song Purple Irises, and he's busy opening his newest bar, Ole Red Las Vegas. E.T. got a tour of the four-story spot while it was still under construction, but now the 27,000-square-foot space is officially open. There's a neon
light. It really does feel like you've stepped in through a portal and you're in Nashville when you come through the doors.
How the heck is this tractor staying up there?
You know, it's a very thin cotton rope.
Oh, great. Oh, look, drinks at the bar.
I love it. I get the pink one. This is the best spot at Ole Red Las Vegas. I'm about to show you right here.
This is prime real estate.
This right here.
This is Blake Shelton.
Somebody cares, look.
It's Blake Shelton.
I'm Blake Shelton.
Who would you want to see grace this stage?
Dolly would be great, Taylor Swift. I was hoping to get Beyonce to do a little something. If she wants to make it in the country music industry, it ain't happening until she plays Ole Red.
This ain't Texas.
We even have a photo booth.
Yes, let's do it. Get ready for the photo.
Shoot.
Coming up, a treat for Ghost fans. How the stars are going back in time to see what life was like for their characters.
I was not expecting this. This blew me away.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Just a lot of a lot. Tomorrow on ET, Taylor Swift's Poetic Justice, her new album Decoded. Plus, Only We're with Shamar Moore talking SWAT's TV resurrection.
I'm so grateful that minds were changed.
Kevin Frazier, the baby girls around the world are celebrating this news. Back to you.
All right, we leave you now with the hit CBS comedy Ghost. A new episode airs tonight. But first, I want you to check out this really cool moment. The cast getting a tour of the Library of Congress in D.C. Enjoy, and we'll see you tomorrow.
That's wild.
Got to view artifacts from our own characters' time periods.
It's kind of like having a historical play date.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's been surprisingly emotional.
I feel so lucky that we got to do this.
Wow. We are those black and white photos coming to life, and I think that's why people love the show so much.
Thank you so much.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey
at wondery.com/survey.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.